Today, the House Armed Services Committee met to discuss a recent report from the Government Accountability Office. The GAO report highlights a sting operation which revealed lax oversight of the federal program that transfers excess military equipment to civilian law enforcement agencies. That program became the center of a national debate nearly 3 years ago in Ferguson, Missouri, when people protesting the fatal shooting of Michael Brown were met by police equipped with armored trucks, sniper rifles, tear gas bombs, and full-body combat armor, largely acquired through the military gear program. Then President Obama later issued an executive order to limit the program and provide greater oversight, but this GAO report shows otherwise. Eli Hager is a staff writer for the Marshall Project. That's a nonpartisan news outlet covering criminal justice. Eli, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And the GAO is not what most people think of when they think of sting operations. Tell us what the office did.
It's the Government Accountability Office, and they normally keep other federal agencies accountable and monitor for fraud and abuse by auditing those agencies. But this time they did a sting operation in which they created an entire fake law enforcement agency with a fake website and a fake physical address that traced back to an empty lot. And they applied for $1.2 million worth of military gear from the Department of Defense, and within less than a week, they got it. This fake agency got that equipment.
What kind of equipment were they able to get?
So a lot of what they got was not guns and weapons. It was night vision goggles. It was laser sights to put on the top of rifles, things like that. But they also got simulated rifles and simulated pipe bombs, which you can make functional with commercially available products. And so it was a wide range of things. It was over 100 items, I believe.
What prompted this sting?
So essentially, there's been this 1033 gear giveaway program that the Department of Defense has operated for several decades, in which they give their excess military gear to local law enforcement agencies. But under the Obama administration, an executive order was issued calling for some of the most serious weaponry to be banned from going to local police, and then some other equipment to be what they called controlled, which meant subject to greater oversight and also subject to greater training protocols for any of the police agencies that would want to apply for it. Arising out of that call for oversight, Congress last year actually in its Defense Department reauthorization bill called for the GAO to monitor the gear giveaway program and look for any instances of fraud and abuse.
So is this something that is illegal? Does the GAO discover that the Defense Department shouldn't have sent these pieces of gear to this fake police department?
Well, certainly. I mean, the Defense Department should not be sending military-grade gear and weapons to a completely fake agency that doesn't exist and doesn't have a physical address. They didn't even check for ID when the fake law enforcement agency showed up at the Defense Department warehouse to pick it up. So it's certainly not something that should be happening.
What if it had been a real police department asking for this?
Well, that's the larger question. I mean, if you talk to advocates against the militarization of police, they would say that obviously it's wrong for a fake law enforcement agency to be getting all of this military-grade equipment. But why should real law enforcement agencies be getting some of this stuff anyway? I mean, the program has given away Humvees and armored trucks and grenade launchers and helicopters and even scuba diving gear. And a lot of advocates, especially post-Ferguson, have asked why do any law enforcement agencies need that type of equipment.
Well, has there been reaction from lawmakers or the Defense Department to the GAO report?
Yes, the Defense Department has already said that it will tighten its verification procedures, including by checking in on the physical locations of any police agencies that apply for equipment and also by checking for ID and conducting an internal audit, you know, as to why this kind of thing could have happened.
And when it comes to the program overall, we know that President Trump has promised to undo the Obama executive order anyway.
He has repeatedly promised to undo the Obama executive order, especially in his promises to the National Police Union organizations. But he actually hasn't done so yet. But what does seem to have happened is that the oversight that the Justice Department and the Defense Department had been doing of the program seems to have fallen away a little bit since in the last 6 months of the Trump administration.
That's Eli Hager, who's a staff writer for the Marshall Project. Eli, thanks so much.
Thank you.